Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, good evening, everybody. As promised, we have got Lionel B of the Lionel B Show here. I have been studying, enjoying, watching his channel. His links are in the description box. Wherever you are in the world watching this, subscribe, watch his stuff. He's doing loads of coverage on Diddy. His pre-records, they're such high quality. The visuals he puts in them, the effects. And he recently had Big Homie on. It got like a million views in a day. And I love the story. Big Homie's in Vegas. And the ninja guy. The ninja guy.
Love that story, man. Love that story.
Yeah. What got you YouTubing in the first place before we get into Diddy and the rest of it? And viewers, please put your questions in the chat.
Say that again. You said what
got you into YouTube in the first place?
Man, crazy story. I actually made the news about this particular story, man. I was originally working a 9-to-5 job. I ended up getting fired. I lost everything. So originally I had, my channel was something very different. I used to do like little skits, and it was like a type, kind of like a couples channel in my previous relationship. So from there, man, I was like, okay, I wasn't in a relationship anymore. So I'm like, man, let me figure out this YouTube thing. Let me try to make some type of content. But what type of content do I enjoy? Like, what do I like doing? So I was scrolling out my feed one day and I saw some other bloggers, and I'm like, I could do that, you know? So it kind of started from there, man. And honestly, I got started when I was living in my car. I was actually recording over my phone, doing video editing, doing all that, man. I was actually homeless at the time when I started YouTube.
Wow, what a story, man. So what kind of subjects did you start out reporting on?
Mainly celebrity news. Like, of course, it was celebrity news. That's the lane I'm in right now. But that was kind of what I was reporting. It was really rough. If you guys go back and look at some of my older content, it was super rough. And I was actually most of the time in my car, or I was actually outdoors. And there's one video that really, really, changed my life pretty much. There was a video I did about Jay-Z and Offset. Currently, that video right now is at 9.2 million views. And it went viral instantly, man. I was actually by the pool at a hotel recording that audio and like doing a little editing on my phone with I think I used to use iMovie because it was free. I had an iPhone. So using hotel's Wi-Fi, bro, like I went through a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff, bro.
Hold on a second. Shane's messed this up. He's put the wrong link out and changed the links, and all people are all confused. So Shane, I've just deleted the other version, and people should be guided to this version now. So that's what I was just trying to fix right there while I was simultaneously speaking to you. But all right, let's get into it more. So how long ago was that then when you started reporting on YouTube?
I started officially on YouTube in 2018. It was September of 2018 is when I really started, you know, putting out the celebrity news content.
And is it a full-time career for you now?
It is. I have time for nothing else, man.
Yeah, it takes over your life, doesn't it?
It does. And like you said, man, you like the way I edit. That takes hours, bro. Like I'm on there. I'm very picky. I'm a video editing junkie nerd. And, you know, I study pretty much everything about it, man. I've been doing it really like 20 years in terms of not really YouTube, but just video editing itself. I used to do music video editing, things like that. So that's like, I love that favorite part. So
Wow, so you've got that whole skill set, because I'm like, I got to have someone to edit for me. I can't do it. All right. So when did he come on your radar?
I would say Diddy. It was sometime last year when a lot of the allegations were coming out, and I was shocked, man. I'm like, no way, like, there's no way. And then just more and more information. And I think once that that Cassie video came out, that's what really sealed it. I'm like, okay, well, he really did all this stuff that they're accusing him of doing, because, you know, look how he did her in the video.
So the Cassie video affected you?
Yeah, it was rough watching that.
What did you think of him before that?
I thought he was like corny, his roster of artists was good, some of the music was good, but I just thought he was like lame and corny, pretty much, honestly.
So you weren't surprised when the Cassie video came out?
You said, yeah, I was surprised. I didn't expect that to come out. The accusations, I was surprised by the accusations and the multiple accusations and the FO parties and, the different males and females coming out. That shocked me a lot. But once I saw more and more information and got more and more stories, and I was like, yeah, he's guilty of a lot of it. Maybe not all of it, but yeah, I think he's definitely guilty.
So did you see any parallels with the Epstein case and the Diddy case?
Yeah. Actually, I rewatched the Epstein documentary 2 days ago just to kind of get a little bit more insight. And, my fiance, she's never seen it before. So I let her watch it. And, we were just kind of like, wow.
What parts of it stood out to you?
The number of victims and their ages. That was the biggest thing.
Yeah, we've interviewed some of them on this channel. Really sad, like the Farmer Sisters and Virginia. Mm. And a lot of people are wondering whether Diddy will end up like Jeffrey. What do you think?
Absolutely, I do. Me and Big Homie, we actually talked about that in an interview. And I told him, just, me as a person that's, constantly looking at news headlines and just kind of putting two and two together, I'm kind of not saying I'm hoping this happens, but I'm kind of like, I feel like it's going to pop up one day. One day we're going to see, he's no longer with us and something happened in jail mysteriously.
There's so many different things that can happen in jail.
Yeah.
Going back to the allegations then, like the free coughs, the baby oil. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the interview with Jonathan Oddie, the police interview from years ago?
No.
The guy who shot up the Trump Hotel.
Oh,
He starts spilling his guts about being a slave for Diddy.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy that was being interrogated, right?
Yeah, have you seen that?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw like a little clip. I think a blog posted it, but I didn't really watch the whole entire thing.
Yeah, so I was watching that with you and Big Homie where you guys were talking about him getting offed. And it seems that if people are above Diddy feel that they're at risk, that's when that decision is made. Do you feel that there are people above Diddy at risk? And could you speculate as to who you think some of those people might be?
I definitely know it's probably got to be, of course, some of his billionaire friends, because, with a lot of this information coming out, we're seeing that, he had investments within Twitter. He had investments with all these other major brands that we've never knew that he was actually connected to. So I definitely feel like he does have information, and I feel like, once he goes to trial in May, if he makes it to trial, I do feel like he's going to be, trying to bring a lot of people down. And I think some of those people don't want him to speak out on things. So I think, yeah, I mean, because already with Brooklyn MDC, there was already information out about people smuggling things into Diddy, different foods, things like that. So if they, if those guards are that corrupt, they can easily take them out as well.
Yeah, they certainly can. And two of the big names that keep coming out, and this question is from Jen, about the involvement of Jay-Z and Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Do you want to speculate on that?
They could be. They could be. I mean, Jay and Diddy were friends for quite some time. I do feel like they were a part of some of those parties. as far as their engagements in the FOs parties. I'm not sure.
So we played this alleged leaked jail call from Diddy. We don't know if it's AI or not. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was legit or do you think it was AI?
A lot of people were saying it was AI, man. Like, I don't know. When I listened to it, it definitely sounded like, what's his son, Justin or King? Is that King, the one that looks just like him? King.
Yep, yep.
It sounds exactly like him. So if they did an AI, I don't know what AI software you use. That was amazing, whoever put that together, but it definitely sounds exactly like them.
So you got another viewer question here about the Boule, the Black Mafia. Okay. Do you have any thoughts on Diddy's alleged connection? That was something that Jonathan Odie brought up.
Yeah, I definitely feel like Diddy does have major ties to, different criminal organizations and all that. So yeah, I think he's definitely connected with them.
How is Big Homie? Because he posted that he's sick today. He told us he was poisoned 3 times already.
Yeah, well, was it 3 times? No, he was poisoned 3 times, and I think it lasted over a 6-year period. As far as I know, man, I think he's well. I know he works a lot, of course. He's making his rounds on YouTube, and he also does the the bodyguard and the stuff, man. So you got to get that rest, man. You got to get that rest and take some days off, man, and just lay there, Throw on Sean Atwood or the Lionel B Show and just lay in your bed, man, and just vibe out.
We can't be robots 24/7. Devil Doll is asking if you know anything about the tunnels. Have you heard anything about the tunnels?
No, I didn't hear anything directly about it. I've seen some YouTubers post about it and talk about it, but myself, I haven't personally did any investigation into the actual tunnels. It sounds kind of crazy. That's probably why I just didn't even look it up or even care to talk about it, because it just sounds kind of weird to me.
What do you think of Ali Carter's story?
Ali Carter. I don't know. I mean, you, of course, a lot of these victims, man, you got to do your investigation on there, look at it with the microscope. A lot of victims are coming out. So I would say just, look at everybody's stories on a case-by-case basis. Like tomorrow we have Adria English, one of Diddy's accusers. She's going to be on the Lionel B Show. So of course, before I bring people on, I try my best to do the, to do the investigation. You can only do so much, because you only have a limited amount of time, but we try to get put credible people on the show.
So what is her allegations?
Adria or?
Yeah.
Okay. Adria, basically her story is that her and her boyfriend wanted to get hired by Diddy to do, I guess the boyfriend, he wanted to be a Sean John model. And she wanted to be kind of like a bottle girl, a hostess for some of his events. So apparently what Diddy did was he wanted the boyfriend to give him oral in order for him to get the job. And he wanted her to do some things with some of his guests in order for her to keep her job. So quite crazy story. I'm going to do some investigating on it, of course, but she's been all over the news. New York Post, TMZ, a lot of people have covered her and covered her story. So.
All right, so we've got 2,000 watching live. Most of them missed me ask you about your journey becoming a YouTuber. So just for these people, briefly, could you just say who you are and what you do, about your covering Diddy?
Okay. So, yeah, what's up, guys? I am Lionel B, man. I started YouTube officially in 2018 as, as a celebrity news blogger. And when I started YouTube, guys, no cap, no lie, no nothing. You can Google me. I actually started in my car. I was homeless. It was me and my teenage son, homeless, had zero money. I had to basically steal Wi-Fi, like go next to hotels or go to McDonald's or go to the public library just to upload content. Thankfully, I knew how to, edit videos very well because I've been doing it for about 20 years editing. So I knew how to get on my phone and kind of, do my little thing and talk into the phone and all that. So a lot of my older content was really rough, but it did skyrocket me because people, they still enjoyed the content, even though the audio wasn't that great back then. And my most viewed video on YouTube which is one I got in 2018. That one is at 9.2 million views. And currently my channel has about 125 million, 124, somewhere around there.
And I'm putting Lionel's links in the chat right now for his YouTube and for his Insta. So people, please support his work and subscribe. So we've had Jaguar Wright on a few times now, and she was on last night with Courtney Burgess.
I saw that, man. That was y'all did numbers on that that video too, man. Great job on that.
What did you think watching it?
The whole thing. Well, you said, what did I think? Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I actually watched it twice. I didn't know they had any beef. You know, that was the main thing. I didn't know they had any beef. But it was crazy, man. She went in. And then when she made the phone call to the guy Meech, that was crazy. I didn't expect that.
I didn't know they had any beef either. I thought it was gonna be like Big Homie and Jaguar the other night that we did. And
yeah,
I woke up and my guest booker Shane was like, yeah, it's gonna be like that. It's gonna be all sweetness and light. And next thing, bam, I was like, whoa, what's going on my channel tonight? It was interesting.
It was a cat and dog fight, man. Even my son, he had came by and he was just like, he was laughing the whole time. He's like, they sound like toddlers on there. I'm like, yeah, they were going at it. He's like, I'm not your friend. You know, it was funny, but it was it was entertaining, man. And I think both sides are pretty cool. I know both of them. Not Jaguar as much. I don't know her very well. I know we follow each other on Instagram. But Courtney, you know, of course, you know, he's been on my show a couple of times as well. It was definitely interesting, man. It was a lot of good valid points brought up in that interview from Jaguar's side as well as your side, and also your guy Ron. Had me cracking up in the interview.
They're telling me your YouTube link is not working. Let me fix that right now so we can get you some subs.
It should be at the Lionel B Show, y'all.
I know, Shane, if you're watching, what are you doing putting these crappy links in description boxes?
Or if you guys just type in on YouTube, the Lionel B Show, it pops up.
Right, it is fixed. You got to check these links, Shane. You got to click on them after you copy and paste them so that we don't have to be doing this while we're live, man.
It's probably my fault. I know initially when I sent my link over, I typed it out, so I might have messed something up there.
You're taking the fall for Shane. I appreciate that.
I'm the fall guy.
When you had Courtney on then, when was that? And what was said, and what were your feelings about that, what he said?
Yeah, so initially Courtney was on there. I think he did it, it was about 7 days ago. My initial feelings was like, okay, this is an interesting story. Definitely interesting. It seemed to me legit, you know, that, you know, a lot of those things really happen. You know, certain images I seen and things like that. I'm like, okay. And then, you know, we had conversations about Tupac as well. So I'm like, okay, that sounds legit. Funny thing is, man, a lot of people don't know that's actually one of my distant cousins, man. His grandmother is Eloise Marie Barnes. My last name is Barnes, and they were both originally from Mariana. So my grandfather and her grandfather were cousins. So that's my distant fam.
Wow. You're getting asked if you ever see any pictures of Courtney and Tupac?
I haven't, no.
I mean, he was getting grilled, wasn't he, with the questions? Because he came back, didn't he, after? I was surprised he came back after that. But
and there's no pictures of me and Pac either. I just found out he was my cousin, like, 2 years ago. So, guys, you know, I was, like, 16 when he died. But, so definitely with some of the claims that Courtney's making, I'm not going to say he's capping or anything like that. I mean, of course, you know, we got to do our due diligence and kind of investigate more and maybe ask for more proof, like, okay, give us a little more proof on it, bro.
Right, the viewers are finding you and subbing to you right now. We've got the correct link.
Absolutely, I appreciate you. Yeah.
So, I'm probably not as tuned in as you to, like, you know, Jaguar's click and Courtney's click and the dynamics of all that.
Could you
help me? No, you're not. You don't.
I have no idea. I didn't even know there was like division like that. There was another guy I was going to have on my show. I didn't know he had a problem with Jaguar. And then I don't know, this person had a problem with Courtney, and it's just like, what's going on?
Yeah. So do you think the way that me and my co-host Ron handled the situation was, what's your thoughts? Because I just didn't say anything. I just let him go.
Yeah. You were chilling. You were chilling.
Yeah.
Ron had me cracking up, bro. Not going to lie. Me and my girl, man, we were watching the interview. We was like rewinding it, playing it back, laughing our asses off, bro. It was so funny. It was more so funny, like Ron's face, like to certain things he'd be looking like. And then, you know, and then he'll go off screen and come back with questions. So I think you guys handled it well, because you shouldn't let someone that you're interviewing saying information and not question them about the things that they're saying, because come on, make it make sense. And again, not coming down on Courtney, man. I think Courtney's a cool dude. But yeah, of course, if somebody comes out and makes claims, then we have to have some type of proof behind it.
So it sounds like you've interviewed a lot of people close to the Diddy case. Could you list them?
Not a whole lot. I haven't interviewed a lot of people. It was Courtney, Big Homie, Adria English. I'm thinking who else? I interviewed Ja Rule years ago. We didn't ask him anything about Diddy, of course, because this is way before the Diddy allegations between them two. That's really it in terms of the actual Diddy case. I haven't really interviewed a whole lot of people.
How was Ja Rule?
Ja Rule was cool, man. He was super, super personable. It was funny. I guess he thought we, at some point we were in the same room, because he offered me a bottle of water. But we were doing a virtual interview like this. He's like, he's like, damn, never mind, bro. I forgot you on the computer. So he's a funny dude, man. Real cool.
Who have you got coming up then, as well as the survivor that's coming on tomorrow?
We got Adria. You know, of course, she's an accuser of Diddy. We're also going to be doing Choke No Joke. He talks a lot about things going on with Diddy. Apparently, I guess he was on the show with Piers Morgan and Jaguar Wright. So I guess they're beefing. They have issues. They don't like Gene Deal either. Gene Deal even made a video about me and Courtney, like right after our video went viral. He actually made a response to that interview. He was pretty pissed off. That was kind of funny. So we made a response to his response with me and Courtney. If you haven't got a chance, check that one out.
Do you mostly do pre-records or get them on live as well?
Pre-records, because I like to make it like I have a certain editing style. I have done live videos, but I think more my lane is like more of, I get to incorporate my video editing that I love so much. Put in my little sound effects in my background music and things like that. So
yeah, they're great. They struck me right away was the production quality. And with the lives, it's tricky, because once they get fast, you're looking at the guests, trying to speak at the guests, and then you're reading the questions coming in, and you're trying to pull the questions out, and your head's all over the place. And with the live with Jaguar, it was going so fast.
I seen it.
It was good that Ron was talking, because I had to just completely look at the chat and try and get questions out of that, and it was going like that. It was crazy.
I salute you guys, because I couldn't catch that, dude. It was going super fast, super fast.
Do you think have you done many lives then?
I've done a few. Actually, I interviewed DMX's manager when he passed away. That was a really big live for me. A few other lives, but not a whole lot, man. I could probably count on two hands the amount of lives I've done since I've been on YouTube.
Yeah. All right. So we've got almost 2,500 watching live, and with Lionel B of the Lionel B Show. Get your questions in, folks. We're talking Diddy and anything else you want to ask him. He's been YouTubing now for quite a few years. Got a variety of content on his channel. Just remind the viewers the range of topics on your channel, and that might provoke some questions.
So, guys, basically hard-hitting content, celebrity news with, you know, a little bit of humor in there. Most of the time, my channel brings out the breaking news. I'm super quick getting the news out there. For the most part, I'm not right all the time. I'm not always the biggest expert, but I do try to make sure the information I'm putting out there is quality information, and also that, you know, the information is factual. So, you know, if you guys want to watch some cool content, man, my style is kind of like true crime, kind of style. Like if you're ever watching like a true crime show and you hear some weird sound effects or some crazy editing, like that's my style all the way. And I do have other channels as well. So if you like just mainly documentary stuff, you can check out my other channel, Lionel B Stories. And that one's like straight documentaries from like people like from back in the day, Old Dirty Bastard, you know, real life documentary style stuff. So if celebrity news is not your thing, you can check out the documentaries on the other channel.
Someone's asking about that. Is it a spaceman on your table?
Yeah. Yes, I got that from, I think I got it from Temu. Yeah, those two guys. There's a gold one and a pink one. Got them from Temu. And one of them came broke. I was pissed, man. I could have ordered the same one on Amazon for like a few more dollars and it wouldn't have been broke.
Ask Lionel if he's heard of Uncle Ron J, Ray J, and Beyonce's ex bodyguard, please.
I have. Not a lot of stories about him. I've heard a little bit about him. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's the guy that wears the cowboy boot. I mean, the cowboy hat, I think. If I'm mistaken, y'all let me know in the comments. But
what have you heard?
That they had some type of weird stuff going on. I think I'm mixing up the bodyguards, guys, to be honest with you. I think this was Steve Harvey's bodyguard that has the cowboy hat. But Uncle Ron, no. I'm going to have to get updated on who that guy is.
It's an obscure one.
There's so many crazy bodyguards out, man. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Do you know anything about Prince's sister passing away?
No, I didn't hear that.
I never heard that as well.
I didn't hear
that. I have no idea. All right, so TR, would you ever consider OG Ogronk and DJ Hollygrove?
OG Ron C and DJ Hollygrove. Yeah, of course. Yeah, if they want to hit me up, man, y'all can hit me up on Instagram, official Lionel B. If you got a story to tell, hit me up. Slide in the DMs.
Hula wants to know what made you homeless.
Man, okay, so what it was, I had a job at the time. End up losing my job, right? So I end up opening up a graphic business. I had a graphic design business. We did printing and all that. The area was trash. It was dead in the hood, you know, basically no customers. So I ran out of money quick, had to end up leaving that location. I end up meeting one of my customers. She was flirting with me all the time. She ended up liking me, whatever. She used to come in and get random t-shirts done for whatever reason. So we end up, you know, she felt bad about my situation, allowed me to move in. From there, I stayed with her a few months. The relationship didn't work out. She was like, I need you out of here. So me and my son, you know, we had to leave. And it ended up being a blessing, man, because had that relationship worked out, I would have never become a YouTuber. I would have never had an amazing, comfortable life with YouTube and all that. I've been working a 9-to-5, being very upset, being very poor, you know, and things like that. So it ended up being a blessing, man. So yeah, I did have to spend a few months in the car. Uncomfortable months in the car, man. But when I came out of that car, man, I had a lot of money, and I had a purpose, and I had a career, and it was worth it. You know, we went through a lot. I told my son the day we first became homeless. I said, "Don't worry about it, bro. I got you. We're gonna be fine." He kind of looked at me like, "How?" And I didn't even know how, but I had a feeling inside that things were going to work out. I didn't know where it was going to come from, if I was going to get a job or any of that, but I just had some peace come over me to where I felt like things are going to work out some type of way.
And I can feel it, man. You've got a really good energy about you.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it, man. You can't make this stuff up, man. I wish it was a lie, you know, but we had to go through some rough things, man. Like there was times we didn't even have enough to eat, man. We shared like a cookie. Like a cookie maybe this big for like the whole day. We had to like kind of break it in half. And one thing I was adamant about is no matter what, I wasn't going to leave my son behind. Even if I had to figure out a way to feed both of us and we're like the same size. As a single father, I was like, I'm not going to abandon my son. I'm not going to have him sent somewhere or any of that. We're going to make it together. And good he just you, got man. His first apartment, man. He's doing amazing now. He moved out finally. He's 20 years old now. This happened back when he was about 14 when this happened, 13, 14. And he's got a brand new Beamer. Like, he's doing really good, man. And, you know, it's not dad's money. He's making his own money, man. So I'm proud of him.
Yeah, I've got a one-year-old son here, and that bond between father and son, it's so powerful.
One-year-old, you started late, man. You got a youngster, man.
So I think, you know, what you're saying there, you went through some hard times. Mm-hmm. And I think when people go through hard times, it makes them appreciate life a lot more. I mean, I was incarcerated for 6 years in Arizona for mm-hmm. importing ecstasy in Whoa. Sheriff Joe's jail, this big time brutal sheriff, dead rats in the food, cockroaches crawling over us at nighttime and stuff like that. Damn. And I hated it at the time, lowest point moments of my life. But now I look back and it's like it forged a new person. I came out a different person and went on the mission of activism and talking about prisoners' rights and interviewing people. And it led to all this. So I understand, you know, the trajectory that you went through. And I think people who've not been through things,
right?
Not that I wish them on them, but I think they're missing out the qualities that brings.
Absolutely.
To life. It's like it gets your ego down, humbles you, and you emerge more authentic.
Absolutely. And I'll give you an exclusive story, man. I've been interviewed a lot regarding my story. This one story I never told. And I think the reason why I'm telling this, I think maybe this could touch someone in the audience or someone on, you know, out there just going through something, or someone that may experience something of the sort. At the time, I had $0. It was just me and my son. I had a car, pockets full of lint, and I actually had an AK-47 in my trunk. Most people, when they get hungry and they're starving, you know, coming from where I'm from, like, you know, the hood that I was raised in and the way I was raised up, like, that's the first thing we would ordinarily do is do something, you know what I'm saying? Commit some type of crime. And I prayed. I said, show me another. If there's another way, show me another way, because I don't know what else to do right now. And it's so tempting to do this. And I'm glad I didn't grab the AK and do nothing crazy or any of that, man, because it just would have been all for nothing.
Did you ever have any police trouble?
Police trouble?
Yeah.
No, not like that, man. Just tickets, tags, stuff like that. But nah, right. Thank God, man. Thank God I never had to be taken down for anything major.
Tons of questions have come in for you.
Okay. Let's go.
Nathalie, how do you perceive Diddy's influence on the hip hop industry and culture today?
I think he has a big influence, man. He created a lot of stars. He also took out a lot of stars, but he did create a lot of stars. He created a particular sound where he was able to get together a lot of producers and come up with really great music. It's unfortunate that he turned out to be a monster, but I think his influence was major in the 90s and early 2000s.
Do you think it's making people question, though, the whole industry and the backstories of many of these artists because Diddy was portraying something that was fake?
I think all of it's fake, to be honest with you. All the rappers and all that, man, it's not too many that's really living that particular life that they're presenting. And I know a few artists personally that they're presenting big time. I mean, they talk one way, but then on the rap song, it is really aggressive. The whole voice is different. The slang is different. But when they go in the corporate office or they're at their labels, they talk a certain way. And I actually heard this from a big label executive, as well as knowing this rapper as well. But I'm not going to put his name out there. But I think some people may figure it out eventually.
Yeah, but do you think, you know, the things that they're saying, like shoot cops and deal stuff and pimp women out and all this kind of thing. So they're saying that to young people who think that it's some of whom perhaps think it's real and are doing these things. And there's a theory that it's like a pipeline to the prison system. The private prisons are making all this money off it. And there's investors in the music and investors in the private prisons. And it's all just one big money go round. Do you think there's any credence to that?
It could be. Now, one thing I do want to say, I haven't heard him say shoot cops since the 90s, since Ice-T had Cop Killer. I don't think they're too crazy enough to say shoot a cop nowadays. Like, that's real crazy. But I never thought about that, you know, with them investing in the prison systems and all of that, and them making money off of the destruction of the community. But I don't know the answer in terms of, like, where do you draw the line? How do you keep the young audience entertained? Because, you know, they don't want to hear you rap about good things all the time or being peaceful all the time. That's honestly just kind of boring. But then how do you make music that's cool and you still not cause the young kids to kill each other pretty much? So yeah, it's kind of rough, man. I don't know.
Yeah, where's the balance exactly? So Kim wants to know, what are your thoughts on the number of previously healthy people dying from pneumonia around the city?
Didn't mean to laugh at that. I was thinking about the convo me and Big Homie had. The number of people previously dying. I feel like it's something sinister going on behind it. Now, I did an interview with Crazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony, and of course, Eazy-E. He died allegedly from AIDS, but I think one of the complications from AIDS is pneumonia as well. And then there's been stories about him being injected with some type of chemical to cause that. I think there's a lot of foul play going on, man, because, you know, the CIA, you know, they even admitted to having things that they could shoot you with and make you have a heart attack instantly. So I definitely feel like there's something hidden in these billionaire realms, these multimillionaire realms, where they're probably possessing certain things, and it probably costs a lot of money to cover it up the way they want to, and the chemical or whatever they're using. But yeah, it's definitely something, because pneumonia, like that, I think it takes at least like five days or so to pass away. I don't know. I think I read something like that somewhere.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What are your thoughts on Quincy Jones passing and the timing of it?
I don't think it's related. I mean, Quincy Jones was pretty old. What was he, like 90 something? I think it was like just natural.
In his 90s, yes.
Yeah, I don't think Quincy was anything terrible going on with him.
Did you see what he said about Diddy?
I didn't, no.
He said he couldn't hit a B minor if he tried, and he was just a salesman, basically, or something like that. Man. Yeah.
That's wild.
All right, let me get you next. Oh yeah, so people are asking about your safety, if you worry about your safety.
Mm-hmm. Not at all, man. I am a strap-toting YouTuber. You will never catch me without one or two of them things. So if you want to run up, I mean, it's going to be on you. And I'm former military too, so I'm trained pretty well.
How long were you in the military for?
I only did 2 years in the military. I was in the Air Force.
How was that?
It was cool, man. I was actually over in Germany. So I love Germany, man. Germany is super dope. I had a great time. And I just found out, man, I got like 3% German in my blood. I did a 23andMe DNA. So I'm like, no wonder I liked it so much over there. But yeah, man, the military was cool. The reason why I didn't like it that much, because I always had an entrepreneurial spirit. And I was just, honestly, I wanted to be in the music industry back then when I was around 18, 19. I was like, I don't want to be here. I want to go make some beats. I want to do this. I want to do that. So it was cool for what it was. It just wasn't something I would want to make a career out of.
Yeah, I visited Germany quite a lot. There's quite a few German music artists that I like as well.
Kaiserslautern, cool vibe. That's where I was at, man. I loved it.
cool vibe in Berlin as well.
Yes.
All right, yeah. So back to last night's interview. What does Lionel make of Courtney throwing up Illuminati hand signs?
I don't think it was. I mean, there's a certain way to put it up. When I watched it, he more so had his head down. I don't know if he was stressing because he just got mauled by a jaguar. She got on him with them claws. I don't think it was Illuminati sign because, you know, there's a certain way to do it. I'm not going to do it, but there's a certain way to do it, and it's not really like that, you know.
There are many discussions about the hand signs on the internet today. Anna, yeah. What's your opinion on the whole Kendrick Drake situation?
Man, oh, so many opinions. I don't want to offend anybody because I know there's a lot of Drake fans out there. I think it was entertaining. I think it was pretty good for hip hop. Maybe not as good for Drake's career because I do feel like Kendrick bodied him. But I think a lot of truth was said in that They Not Like Us song, in terms of him wanting to go to a certain area or a certain demographic in order to be validated, to be loved, or to use people to get further. So I feel like there was a lot of truth said in that song.
All right, next question is, let's see. Do you think everything that's going on with Courtney is a way they're going to try to call it a mistrial so Diddy gets out of jail?
No, I definitely don't. As far as the things Courtney's presenting out, I don't feel like it's going to be a mistrial because they have to, for one, find real evidence or, you know, see how somehow of him doing interviews is actually going to hinder his trial in any way. I personally don't feel like it's going to hinder the trial or any of the accusations. I don't even feel like what he's putting out is making Diddy look better at all. I mean, the book was pretty crazy. So yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to happen.
They're all asking if you voted today. I've never voted, to be honest.
You never voted?
Never voted.
Whoa. I actually voted. I voted yesterday.
Okay. And a follow-on question from that is, do you think Trump will expose people, these guys, if elected, like, you know, the human transporters, that kind of thing?
I would hope so. I mean, you know, if he has information, don't hide it from the American public. I mean, I know a lot of presidents, they promised a lot of things. One was supposed to expose classified documents on Area 51. I think they just now did that. But yeah, I feel like some stuff should be public information.
What does Lionel think of Wendy Williams?
I feel bad for the lady with her going through dementia, some other disease she's got going on. I definitely feel bad for her, man. Hopefully she pulls through. I feel like she was really great at what she did. I didn't really watch it, you know, her shows like that, but I feel like she was, you know, she had talent, and it's unfortunate, you know, the way her health's declining.
Question from Martha: have you read the Kim Porter book? If so, give us the juice.
Yes, I have a copy actually in my room. I have a copy. Also, if you watch my channel, subscribe to my channel, there's a live. Sean, I forgot to tell you that I did a live reading of a few of the chapters of Kim's Lost Words. So, I think the book was crazy. It was very crazy, eye opening. If you guys know, Courtney did reveal who the exes were, the XXX people in there. But I think the book was pretty accurate, me personally. And that's no offense to anybody in the family, but I just don't think one person can make up all those intimate details between Diddy and Kim. And, you know, of course, some of the other people that were in there may or may not be true, but definitely the interactions between Kim, I feel like, and maybe Kimora even, Mary J, Faith, could be true, man.
Yeah, that stuff about Tupac I found quite interesting. The Tupac chapter. What did you think of that?
I felt like it was wow. I can't say if it was completely false either, or if it was true. All I can do is read it and just kind of like, interesting. So I don't know, what do you think about the Tupac chapter? Did you get a chance to check it out?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Diddy saying, yeah, look how fine she is. And
oh, yeah.
Let's have the group activity, let's just say, for the algorithm.
Right.
And then the Tupac wasn't up for that. And Diddy felt slighted.
Mm-hmm.
But then Kim was having relations with Tupac because everyone was having relations with everyone, pretty much, mm-hmm. weren't they? And,
yeah. And everybody was doing everybody, man, apparently.
And I can understand why the kids would react like that and say it's not true, because no one wants to read things about the mama doing those kinds of things. So,
yeah, but again, yeah. This is way before, you know, the kids were even born, you know, especially with the Tupac relationship. Now, of course, a kid is going to come out and defend their parents, and that never happened. Like, but how do you know it didn't happen? I mean, did your mom sit there and tell you all her escapades? I know my mom didn't. She didn't sit me down for, you know, dinner on Sunday. Son, let me tell you kind of shit I did in high school. Like, no, moms don't do that. So again, I'm not defending the book. I'm just saying, like, how did he know it didn't happen? We don't know.
So Candace is saying, did you watch the video of Orlando and Ray J? Do you think Ray J is being genuine or being a troll, trying to be more viral?
I know both of those guys. I actually did an interview with Orlando. They're both entertainers. They're trolling. You know, all the stuff that Orlando says is crazy. Is I don't know what. And he does that for a reaction. He even mentioned, like, he'll be a certain type of way depending on how much he gets paid. So if you guys check out my interview, the calmest you ever want to see Orlando, I think it was about 2 years ago I interviewed him. Super calm, wasn't crazy at all, spoke normal, didn't stick his tongue out, like no crazy shit. Like, you know, it's just all entertainment, I feel like.
Why does Lionel think Courtney published the book truly?
I think money. I think there was a financial opportunity in there, you know, because nobody like would voluntarily post a book unless it was for like some other type of book. But I honestly feel like it was probably financially driven.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this, viewers, on Saturday night, because they are back.
Uh-oh.
It's round two. Jaguar and Courtney are coming back on Saturday Dag night UK time.
Oh, man, I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
And some special guests I'm not allowed to yet announce. We will see.
I will be tuning in for sure.
So Passport has said Tupac caught a SA charge back in the 90s and went to prison for it. That's mm-hmm. true, but right. a lot of activists were getting jacketed with those kinds of charges.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the work of Rotten Mango, she's done a piece on this. And, you know, none of us know for sure, but she suspects that it was his activism that led to this charge. And the bail associated with it, I think, was $1 million, which was unheard of for other people who had the same charge. So it appears that he was being made an example out of, and they were trying to destroy his reputation. What are your thoughts on that, Lionel?
Yeah, Tupac definitely had a lot of enemies, particularly the government and also law enforcement. Of course, we know, or fans of his know, that his mother was a Black Panther. She was wrongfully jailed several times regarding different things with the government, not really liking what the Black Panther stood for. Now, in terms of his rap career, him having SA assaults placed on him, I kind of feel like it was more of a money grab. You know, like they was basically wanting to see him taken down. They didn't like what he stood for, him shooting off-duty cops. He was very militant in some ways. He was street in some ways. He was militant in some ways. And I think that's something he kind of battled with in his life, the militant side versus the thug life side. So, yeah, I feel like some of those charges, man, was just kind of made up.
What is Lionel's thoughts on Kevin Hart, Stevie J, and DJ Khaled?
I think Kevin Hart, man, he's entertaining sometimes. I think he probably didn't know all the stuff was going to happen with Diddy, with him getting drug in. And I think he probably just went to this party thinking it's just going to be, oh, it's going to be a Diddy party. Because back then, Diddy wasn't really known as the monster that he is now. So I think, you know, he paid him some money. Kevin Hart was like, okay, cool, yeah, show up, let's go. But I feel like it's unfortunate, man. Dude goes through a lot. I'm not saying he's innocent at all. I'm pretty sure he probably partake in some of the crazy wild things going on as well. Steve Harvey. I feel like Steve Harvey's an opportunist. I think he did come from a kind of a rough upbringing. His story similar to mine. He was homeless. I think he was homeless a lot longer than I was, thank God. But he went through a lot to get to where he is. So, you know, I commend him for being able to build himself up. But I feel like he is an opportunist when it comes to certain people. He likes to ride coattails as well. I mean, I think DJ Khaled, don't like the guy at all. Don't like any of his music. I feel like he's a culture vulture. I don't feel like he has any talent whatsoever. The only thing he's good at is putting people together. But he doesn't do anything. Like, he just says, we the best. Like, and I feel like that's corny. I feel like you're eating off of people and you're not putting anything into the music. You know, you're just making like you're like a DJ selling little mixtape CDs on the side of the corner. You didn't do nothing. You just put your name on it.
Question from Shannon. Do you think the hip hop community will recover once the Diddy dust settles?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like with the newer generation and the newer music that's out now, Diddy doesn't affect their music whatsoever. Like, it's like we're talking about 90s, early 2000 artists affecting this newer music. And they don't even, half of them don't even know who the hell Diddy is. They think he's just a funny guy on social media, you know, unless their parents were around to play his music and play Biggie and all of that. But I don't feel like Diddy is ruining hip hop at all. He can't.
What's going on with Kanye now he's back?
Man, I don't even watch that guy, man. He's another one that's really wilding out there, and I think he does a lot of things for shock value. But I also feel like he does have a pretty bad mental illness to where he's spazzing. He's just very depressed. He's talented now. He's a great business person, but I don't really be checking for Kanye, to be honest.
And huge thank you to all the people in the chat saying they've subscribed to Lionel B's channel. Link in the description box.
Appreciate y'all.
Hulla's saying, does Lionel know Gazella K's true crime channel, Grizzly Bear True Crime?
I've never heard of that. I'm going to check it out, though, if it's good. I'll check it out. I love true crime channels.
Thank you for giving us a heads up on that one. Hulla, what's the deal with French Montana?
Whoa. That is another opportunist artist, I feel like. He did have a few hits. I feel like he's too close to Diddy. He's up Diddy's ass, for lack of a better term. And I feel like he kind of, whoever can bring him that hit, whoever can make him more popular. I don't feel like he can really stand alone as an artist. I'm not really a big fan of French.
What's your thoughts on Oprah and accusations about what she's really like?
I can believe some of it. Some of the things I've heard, I'm not really sure how true some of the accusations were, that, you know, some of the events that she went to, or, you know, different weird I see a lot of weird headlines, and sometimes I'm like, nah. But with her being a billionaire, man, anything's possible. You know, in her circle of friends, again, she doesn't hang with the regular smojos, you know, like, she hangs with the upper echelon, rich, crazy people. So, I mean, anything's possible.
Did Courtney mention to you if he had spoken to Kim via phone regarding the book and tapes?
Yes, he did. I think he, I think the same day, I believe. It was the same 6 hours. Yeah, I think it was the same day. And he said 6 hours later, she was gone. I think he spoke to her on speakerphone or something like that, he said.
Carl's asking me about Ted Gunson. Yep, I researched Ted Gunson. About 15 years ago, and a fascinating story. And yeah, I love his work, and I do believe he's deceased now. All right, so question from Lee. What does Lionel think of the freak-off parties?
Man, I think it's wild. You know, like when I did the interview with Big Homie, he was talking about, of course, in the daytime, in the early part, things are normal at the parties. Everybody's just, you know, probably networking, and then after a certain time hits 2 a.m. or whatever, that's when things get really, really wild. I think it's unfortunate, it's terrible, but the thing of it is, there's a lot of major celebrities that have these parties. It's not just Diddy. You know, Diddy is known for it now, but there's a lot of celebrities that have these parties. The guy, if you guys ever seen the movie Losing Isaiah, Get Rich or Die Trying, the guy that played 50 Cent and the guy that played Isaiah from Losing Isaiah, really good friend of mine. He was one of the first ones to tell me about those freaky Hollywood parties. He was the first one, like some crazy stories. I may have him on again to talk about some of the things he's seen, but it's super wild. Also, one of the reality stars from Flavor of Love, she told me about a Jamie Foxx party that was crazy. So it's not just Diddy having these freak offs, y'all.
That was the next question. How about Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, he's zesty parties, man. Big time, crazy, wild parties. Jamie Foxx. I heard about Jamie Foxx parties before I ever heard about Diddy party. Was it? Yeah. I heard about Jamie Foxx parties first. So no wonder Diddy's trying to take him out, man.
Is that what you think happened?
Could be. I don't know. It's entertaining, right, though. Like, you know, I don't know how true it is, but it, you know, with him coming out saying different things about Diddy, man, Diddy, people don't know Diddy is very crazy. Like, you're not going to just talk about him and he still have access to you and he don't do nothing to you. You know, dude is a gangster.
Ask Lionel what he thinks about Ava Baron Combs.
I'm not familiar with Ava. Who's Ava?
I think that was the adoptee. A lot of people are asking for your thoughts on 50 Cent.
That's the young girl, right? The young girl is supposed to be his daughter?
Yes.
I haven't heard much about her, so I can't really give a comment on that.
All right, a lot of people asking for your thoughts on 50 Cent.
I think 50 Cent, man, he's dope, man. I'm a fan of, you know, him being such a huge entrepreneur, making a lot of money. I think he's funny as hell. Like, he reminds me of me. I'm very unfiltered. I'll kind of say whatever and troll, like, the way he trolls and, you know, the stuff he says is funny as shit, man. I like, you know, his business sense, the shows he's coming out with. I definitely don't feel like he's ever going to be at no zesty parties, or I don't think he's on that type of time at all.
Lionel, do you think that they killed Kobe Bryant, or was it an accident?
I thought about that the other day, guys. That was interesting that you asked me that. It could have been, man. I think they had a martyr. I think the pilot was a martyr, man. And he flew into the damn, flew into that wall, man. Not the wall, the mountain. I think he did it on purpose, of course. It wasn't an accident at all, because they were telling him, if you guys watched that flight video, they were telling him, pull up. Like, you need to pull up. Like, what are you doing? Hello, hello. No response. So I feel like he was on a mission. Now, if he was paid to do it, or maybe they broke off his family to do it, I don't know. But yeah, he definitely did it on purpose.
Why isn't Chris Stokes not being talked about enough?
Exactly. Good question. And I'm really good friends with Raz B, man. Raz B was one of his victims. I never personally spoke to Raz B about it, you know, because I know that was probably like a sensitive topic. I never even asked him to get on YouTube and talk about it, because I know that's very traumatic. But yeah, Chris Stokes definitely needs to be investigated. Also, Marcus Houston as well.
Do you know anything about the girls in Oprah's schools in Africa? A few people have asked about that.
I don't know.
Who is going to take Diddy's place in the industry?
Probably 50 Cent, man. Because, you know, 50 Cent, he's coming out with his own network, similar to Diddy with the Revolt. He has, what, 50 Action or something like that. And I think 50 is more respectable. He's not going to do no weird stuff. I don't think... any crazy stories may come out about him, like actual stories, maybe some violent stories. I know he's pretty violent. I think that's probably the most that we'll hear about 50 coming out.
Does DJ Vlad work for the feds?
Could be. That dude makes a lot of money, man. He makes a lot of money every month on YouTube. So it's possible. And, you know, the way he structures his questions, you know, if you're not smart enough, you'll probably fall into the trap. So he could be. I never really thought much about it.
What's your thoughts on Will and Jada?
I feel bad for Will, man. I feel bad for Will. I actually did a video on them a few years back. I feel like Jada is terrible, terrible wife, man. Like, you know, have mercy on, you know, whoever married her, of course, Will Smith. But just, I feel like she's not a good person. The whole thing with August Alsina, and her just, you know, having a relationship with that guy, and he's your son's friend. That's despicable, man. It's terrible. But I do feel like they were doing a lot of freaky stuff together as well, and it just kind of spiraled out of control, and she just went off on her own and started doing what she do.
Do you think Justin Bieber will come forward, read Diddy?
No, I don't think so. And the reason why, I feel like it would probably tarnish his image more. And I think he doesn't want to talk about certain things because of his celebrity, and he doesn't want to be looked at as this victim, this depressed victim. So I think, you know, as a man, it's hard to kind of reveal certain things about your past. And I feel like that's probably something he's going to struggle with, and he's really not going to come out. Because how many male accusers honestly have came out? There's a few. This came out about Diddy, but no high profile people, I don't think they would actually come out and be like, he did this to me, like Usher or Bieber. I don't think they'll ever come out about Diddy.
Loads of people asking about J-Lo. And, you know, one of the craziest parts of the Diddy story is the nightclub shooting, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think she'll end up in some kind of legal situation because of Diddy?
What is it called? Double Jeopardy? As far as with the nightclub shooting, I don't think they'll be able to do anything with that since that one's already gone. But as far as her involvement in some of those freak-offs, I think she could be brought in. If they can find anything on those tapes, yeah, I think she'll go down as well.
Lionel, what has been your recent favorite interview and why?
I think they're all my favorites, man. Like, I love it all, man. Like, especially the people I invite on my channel. I interviewed Lenny Williams, of course, the guy that sings "Cause I Love You" from the 70s, like one of the coolest soul songs of all time. That was a really dope interview, and I learned so much just growing up listening to him. So, you know, Papoose was pretty cool too. Like, a lot of the people, the celebs I interview is just people I'm personal fans of at times. So, yeah, I think Lenny Williams is up there.
What's your input on Beyoncé's poem "Anger"? I think is the name, or have you heard of it?
I haven't heard of it, man. I don't listen to Beyoncé, guys. Like, I'm not a, you know, I'm a G. I don't listen to. Nah, I'm playing, but I don't really listen to Beyoncé like that. My girl will play it sometimes, but I'm mainly like, I listen to old school like soul music, some hip hop, but it's like usually older hip hop. I don't really listen to like too much newer stuff.
Can you predict any more Diddy arrests? Diddy related arrests?
Oh yeah, I think there's a lot going to be coming down. I mean, I feel like the feds right now, they're still currently reviewing all of those tapes. They have the information on those tapes, of course, and they're going to be knocking on doors and kicking down doors as well. So definitely is going to be more arrests. More high profile people are also going to be going down as well.
Have you been on Really Fest Street Stars Blue Couch?
Oh, Real Street Life Stars? No, I haven't been on their platform.
Someone says that your story is really fascinating. Have you considered writing a book?
I haven't, honestly. I was working on a book like way before any of this occurred. Maybe like when my son was 2 or 3, because I had already lived a life by then. So, I feel like my story's still being written. So when I do write the book, it's going to be a lot in there, man. It's going to be a really good read, man. Make sure y'all check it out. 2035.
Good luck with that. What does Lionel think about Khalid and Diddy's closeness?
Again, man, I feel like DJ Khaled, I think he's starting to distance himself away from Diddy now, like just the same way he distanced himself away from Palestine. Again, he's another clout chaser. Whatever's going to benefit him at the time, that's what he goes along with. But, you know, his story of how he, you know, didn't have his cousins back and all of that, you know, for his own country, I feel like it was terrible. So that just makes me look at Khaled like a whole different way. And then also Rick Ross and all of them, they don't really even like Khaled, to be honest. You know, his Rick Ross baby mama just came out and was saying how they don't like Khaled. Like, you know, every time he pops up over their house, they get pissed off. Like, oh, this corny ass dude is showing up again. So I think he's super fake.
Has Lionel watched the Justin Bieber Yummy video and the breakdown he had behind the scenes while filming it? Any thoughts on that heavily coded video that didn't go along with the lyrics at all?
Is that the one where he was saying about the being at the parties and all that?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure which video that is being referred to. Yeah,
I haven't checked it out, guys. Like, I know there was an AI video somebody put out about some Justin Bieber song, but I'm not really familiar with the Yummy.
Well, look, Lionel, you fielded and answered all the questions, and I think there was only about three that you said you didn't know anything about. So you've done really good. You knew there was half of them I didn't know anything about. So, wow, very impressive. And thank you for coming on. I'm just going to put your links again in the description box so people can subscribe. Here's Lionel's links.
Yeah, guys, watch tap in. As I mentioned before, I'm going to have Adria English on there. She is one of the Diddy's accusers that has come forward. And she's the one that said she wants to see him in jail for the rest of his life. So she will be on the Lionel B Show tomorrow. Make sure y'all tune in for that.
And he's got a Big Homie interview that's got 500,000 views in a day. And it's fascinating. There's some really interesting stories in it. I was mesmerized. And like I said at the beginning, Lionel B puts really good production effects on his videos. They're an absolute delight to watch.
Thanks, man.
We appreciate you spending time with us. You've come a long way since the car. And we wish you all future success. If there's anything we can do for you or from this side of the pond, you just let us know, Lionel. Thank you.
No problem, man. Anytime you guys want me back on the channel again, man, just let me know. I'll be glad to come back on.
Brilliant. We will be in touch. Thank you.
For sure. Salute.
Cheers. All right. Bye-bye. What a great guy. And thank you for all the questions, guys. And I urge people to go over and watch his channel. Like I said, production quality is really great. And he's got a lot of videos with people close to the Diddy case. So tomorrow night, and I think it's going to be late, we've got Perez Hilton live Q&A on Diddy and Celebs at 10 p.m. UK. So it's around this time. Saturday night, it is round two of Jaguar and Courtney and some guests we have not yet announced yet, but Lionel, the ex-prosecutor, is going to be coming in. And we are keeping it going every night. So thanks to everyone again. Much love and respect wherever you are in the world. And we'll hope to see some of you tomorrow with Perez Hilton. And Ron's got his daily afternoon show on Diddy as well.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case, now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.